Alright everyone, on today's episode, plenty of stuff to cover, not much time to do all that. We start with Impact Wrestling review, then SmackDown review, then AEW Rampage review, and I'm not sure we'll have time for anything else, so let's get this episode started right now, and a busy one awaits. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast. Alright, so talk about the matches of Impact Wrestling. Kicking off the show, Trey Miguel, the new X Division champion, faced Rocky Romero in what was an amazing X Division match. Rocky Romero can still go, Trey Miguel can always go. I loved it a lot. In my opinion, best match from Impact on this episode. Then we had Rachel Ellering with Jordynne Grace beat Tasha Steelz with Savannah Evans. Yes, their feud must continue. Jordynne Grace, the new digital champion, right? Let's see her defend the title. Then we had Heath Slater versus Joe Doring, ending in a no contest in a 3-minute match. You know, I love Heath. I love Heath Slater. And I love his pairing with Rhino, but I don't know, something about this match was a little bit off for my taste. But maybe that's just me. Final match of the evening saw Ace Austin beat Chris Sabin in a long, hard-fought match. I think match was 70 minutes, 18 minutes, something like that. Ace Austin, no, let me say this. Ace Austin should be the future of Impact Wrestling, together with Trey Miguel and Chris Bay, and they have a lot of young potentials. And Chris Sabin, praise him. Praise Chris Sabin. Hail Sabin. That's his tagline. He's done so much in this business, and he's doing so much for this business right now. It was a great match. Ace Austin winning was the good decision, the great decision. I was afraid they'll give Sabin, not that there's anything wrong with that. Again, Chris Sabin is amazing, but it's time to push Ace Austin to the top. That's all the matches, but there weren't just matches. There were some other segments on Impact that should be talked about. Impact kick off with the new world champion Moose, the most hated man in wrestling, in Impact Wrestling at least. And he got a promo. I think he did a great job on his promo. Then Josh Alexander came out. Then Minoru Suzuki came. And then Eddie Edwards came. And, you know, it seems like Suzuki came without any real motivation to fight Josh. Why don't you want to fight Moose, the world champion, go for the title? And Eddie Edwards came to make the save, but you know, still it was kind of weird. Then Moose backstage with the Gia and Matt Cardona comes and says he wants the title because he was placed second in the Call Your Shot gauntlet against Moose. You know, he has a point, I think. Yeah, he has a good point there, Matt Cardona. Maybe he'll get a next title shot before Josh Alexander even. You know why Suzuki got involved? Because they set up a three-on-three match. Moose, W. Morrissey, and Suzuki versus Cardona, Josh Alexander, and Eddie Edwards. Because all the faces say they want a title shot. And Scott D'Amore said, you know what? Let's do a 3-on-3. If the faces win, they'll get... I lost a bit of count there. Moose promised Morrissey the first title shot if they'll win. And the 3-on-3 was set up to see who will get the next title shot against Moose. Other things that happened. Mickey James, the new women's champion, came. Medicine Rain came and confronted her, setting up a match. And the Inspiration with a backstage interview. Very inspiring words by The Inspiration. Great Impact show. Go watch it. SmackDown started with Charlotte Flair, the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Sasha Banks came. Shotzi Blackheart. Okay, I'm not going to say Shotzi. Shotzi Blackheart came. And out of all this, we got a non-title, but a contenders match between Charlotte and Shotzi Blackheart. I don't know. Match was okay. Okay, it was a good women match. It was a good showcase. But Shotzi was a bit off at times. Still, I enjoyed the match. I was surprised they let Charlotte win. But then again, it seems like Sasha will be the next contender for the title. So it made sense. But after the match, Shotzi tore Sasha apart, threw her on a tank, and howled to the moon. So Shotzi came out looking pretty strong out of all these segments and match. After that, Jeff Hardy is back on SmackDown, and Happy Corbin, and Madcap Moss make fun of him. Adam Pearce comes with an update about the whole Brock Lesnar situation, saying he was fined $1 million. Dun, dun, dun. That was my Dr. Evil impersonation. Drew McIntyre is here. Open challenge answered by Mustafa Ali. 2-minute squash for McIntyre. And Mustafa Ali cut a promo that's saying that the only reason that he's getting booed is because his name is Mustafa Ali. Let's stop this thing, okay? If you want him heel, make him a heel, but give a more convincing reason as to why he is a heel. Next up, another thing that keeps going and going and going, but this is at least a good thing going and going. New Day versus the Usos. You know what? They will have a match in the main event of the evening. Then we get Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Boogs. And in the end of it, you know, it was the typical Halloween match. I don't know how they call it. Trick or street fight, something like that. Not trick or treat. Street fight, just trick or street fight. And we had all the 24/7 title thing in the middle, which distracted everything from this match. Moss won the match, pinning Boogs. You know, I don't know. I guess we had just about enough of this whole feud, and maybe we'll have one more match and get this over with. And all the 24/7 stuff ruined the match. And then I forgot to mention those two masked men who were later revealed to be Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. And, well, that's about it. That was a messy, messy stuff. Sonya Deville, you know, Sonya Deville? Yeah, now it's the Sonya Deville. Here, saying, you know what, Naomi, I'm gonna make life hard for you. And she books her in a match against Shayna Baszler. And with her as a special referee. And of course, as you guessed it, Shayna Baszler won the match with a quick count by Sonya Deville. And Naomi just yells at Sonya Deville, but Shayna Baszler gives her the Kirifuda clutch. And that's about it. Of course, Naomi says she would like to fight Shayna. And she'll also fight Sonya. And, you know, let's get to the match. If Sonya is ring ready, let her fight Naomi. If not, let's move on from this whole thing. And I don't mind the feud between Naomi and Shayna Baszler. It can produce good matches, but not quick matches with quick referee counts. I mean, come on. Let's do something. And on to the main event, the Usos versus the New Day. Non-title, but not even a contenders match. So if New Day wins here, it means nothing. Which makes me wonder what is the point of this whole match. And, you know, the New Day won. They have great chemistry, no doubt about it. New Day and Usos always tear the house down. They always have great matches, but without any meaning or consequences, you know, what's the point? Why make the champs look bad if New Day don't get a match out of it. I don't know. All in all, not a bad SmackDown, not a good SmackDown, just a SmackDown, if to paraphrase. No Roman Reigns in action. Well, it is what it is. And on to AEW Rampage. Out of the three shows that I covered on today's podcast, I think this was the best of the three, the best show of the three. Finally, it was the shortest of the three, only 1 hour. Maybe that's what should be done. Have a 1 hour show. Starting off with the world title Eliminator Tournament semifinals between Bryan Danielson and Eddie Kingston. Match of the night, match of, out of all the three shows, the best match. Wow, I loved it a lot. Great show of character, great wrestling from both men, as expected, I gotta say. But still, even though we expected it, it was even beyond my expectations. Loved it a lot. Great fight. Danielson winning and moving on to the final against Moxley or Cassidy. It will be fun. Next up, we had Matt Sydal versus Dante Martin in the high-flying contest. They went all over the place, action-packed. I don't want to say it was an art showing, but it was a pretty fine art showing. Both men giving him them all. Sydal, the veteran, Dante Martin, he's young and he's got his whole future ahead. And he won it. So great job, Sydal, putting over the younger talent. Loved it a lot. And the main event, Abaddon versus Britt Baker, but a non-title, anything goes. And if Abaddon wins, she'll get a title shot. So you can say it's a contenders match. But that wasn't the case. Britt Baker won in a long match, something like, I don't know, 10, 11 minutes. So it wasn't the best of match. Abaddon still isn't so main event ready. I think maybe if they'd switch, if this was the first match and Danielson versus Kingston was the main event, then the show would overall be better. But still, the best out of the three shows that I reviewed. Good job, AEW, on putting such a great show for the fans. Keep it up. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, depending on your podcast platform. Share it with a friend. Go to linktree.com/15-minute-time-limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute-time-limit. All the podcasting links, the Twitter link. Share it with your friends. Thank you very much. See you next time.